Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I'm doing a podcast about something I've never done a podcast before, and that's the Met Gala. I'm a fashionista, like you guys know. I've seen images and pictures of the Met Gala before. So I'm like, let me do a podcast about the Met Gala. There were pretty dresses that I saw. There were ugly dresses that I saw. There were, like, okay dresses. So I'm going to talk about it all. The only thing that confused me when I was watching the images, well, looking at the images from the Met Gala, I was like, what's the theme? Because it was really confusing. And the theme is fashion is art. So the dresses have to look like a piece of art or some kind of art and things like that. So let's get started. And here's how I'm going to talk about the dresses. I'm going to say if I like it, if I dislike it, and also did they follow the assignment, which is called Fashion is Art. And that's how we're going to be judging things. We first are going to talk about Selena Gomez's dress, which I saw a lot of people were like, she's dressed like the dress that she's wearing is similar, it's the exact similar to the dress that she wore on Wizards of Waverly Place, where she played Alex Russo. The only difference, my friend, is that instead of it being knee length, like regular length dress, it was a maxi dress. And I liked it better how she had it in Wizards of Waverly Place, where she had a knee length. I didn't like the maxi dress. It might have been it probably was the same designer that she had it that from Wizards. You should either contact the Disney or ask the designer to have it how you had it in Wizard of Waverly Place, because I did not like it as a maxi dress. No, it was prettier it being how it was in Disney. That's my thoughts. That's my opinion. If you disagree, that's fine, but that's my thoughts and opinion. Did Selena follow the dress code? Did she know the assignment? Yes, she did. So she passed on that. But like I said, I liked it better when I saw her in it 10-ish, something like that, years, 20 years ago when she wore it as Alex Russo. Again, my thoughts, my opinions. You can disagree with me. Next up, who I'm going to talk about is Sabrina Carpenter. So her outfit was like, it might have been made out of film, like, or it might have not. But the dress, she was rocking it. It looked cute. The only thing I would change is it was a halter top dress, right? The strings or what you use to tie the dress up, my bad, it was long. I would have cut it a little bit shorter than having it though the rest of the that halter to tie it. I would have it a little bit shorter, but other than that, she was working it. She looked great. She understood the assignment. Some people hated it. I didn't hate it. I liked it. Next, I am talking about my queen. I love her so much. And that is Queen Demi. She followed the assignment. Her dress was beautiful. Loved it. Would have worn it. The veil that she wore was good too. But it needed to be more dramatic, just like the dress. But She looked great. I loved it. Coming up next, I am going to talk about, let me see. I am going to talk about, I'm going, right now I am looking at the Met Gala Instagram page, and I'm going to discuss the pictures that I've seen. Okay, so we're first going to talk about Queen Mi, Beyonce, and her dress. She looks gorgeous. The assignment, the theme is art. Fashion is art. I don't think the dress followed the assignment as fashion is art. I feel like the dress is, it's just a, it's a new, it's a like blush dress. I feel like you could wear that at any event. I don't think it follows the assignment. Beehive, don't come at me. She looks great. I like Beyonce. She looks great. I don't think she followed the assignment completely, because the dress is just, you know, has a cute little beads on it, but I don't think it followed the dress code, in my opinion. But she looked great. Next, we're gonna talk about Nicole. Yeah, I'm correct. Next, we're gonna talk about Nicole Kidman. Don't like her dress. I don't think it followed the assignment. It's just a black dress. Did not like it. Next, Venus Williams. I don't like the green dress at all. It's not out there or cute, or it's very plain to me. The high low, I like high low dresses, but I don't like how the high low dress is going. I don't like the coat, has a little bit of fringe on it, but that little fringe I like, but other than that, I don't like it. So I don't like it. Art, it's not giving me art is fashion either. Nicole Kidman. So, and then the last person on this slide is Anna Wintour. I hope I'm saying her name correctly. I like her dress. Very sparkly pink with the, I don't think she's following the assignment as art is fashion. I just think that they're wearing dresses that they could wear on any carpet, but they do look good. The, like I said, the only dress, there's only two dresses that I did not like, and that's from Nicole Kidman and Venus Williams. But I don't, I, they look great, but do I think they followed the assignment? No. Okay, next up, I hope they have the names of the people, because that would help me a lot. Okay, so Kendall Jenner, we're talking about the Jenners now. So Kendall is wearing what I would say is a see-through sparkly dress. It looks cute. Art as fashion. Yeah, I could see that it could be as art as fashion. So I would say yes, it follows the theme. I want to know how, because how rough it is on your skin. Is it easy to sit or and everything like that? But the picture I'm looking at, it looks cute. Next, we have Zendaya. I love Zendaya. She's wearing a white suit and a hat. Girl, you're working the outfit. It's not at all following the assignment as art is fashion. This is what I'm talking about. Some of these, I'm going to do it earlier. Some of these celebrities, they're just dressed up like they're either going to a award show or out or going on a red carpet. They're not actually following the assignment. Oh, apparently they had multiple outfits. Okay, so now we're going back. We're seeing, I see Kendall and I see Kylie. In this photo, I see Kendall. She's in an orange, very cute, looks like a flamingo, but it's a very pretty dress. And Kylie, she has it's like flamingo-y at the bottom, but it's purple. Yeah, art is fashion. Yes, both of these outfits, art as fashion. They followed the assignment. So good job twice for Kendall. Next we have Sydney Sweeney. She's wearing a black sparkly dress. It doesn't look like artist fashion, but she looks nice. I would not wear that dress, but it is what it is. Next we have Kim Kardashian in a sexy dress, is what I will say. I'm hoping I'm doing this year's. It says it's this year, so. I guess it could be how the dress is. It could be art as fashion. So she did a good job. Next one. Katy Perry. So, this is the first one that I'm like, art is fashion. I see some art. Like, not artwork. You're the artwork. So, Katy Perry is a chandelier. Did she follow the assignment? Of course she did. She is a chandelier. And she looks great. I love the dress. The alt underneath. So, it's kind of, if you have ever seen, Beauty and the Beast, I was in the ensemble. I was in the Be Our Guest. I was a cheese grater. So you put, spoiler alert, you have a black jumpsuit and then you have the cheese grater on top. So Katy Perry, she has a sparkly silver dress, which is beautiful, and then she has a headpiece. That's a chandelier. And then she's wearing a chandelier on top. Over her head. As a chandelier. So that's why it made me think of BR Guest in Beauty and the Beast. My thing is, how heavy is this? How heavy is it on you? Your back? Everything. But she, so the first one, she is the art. She did everything. The only thing is, how are you able to sit, girlfriend, and how heavy is that on your head for the headpiece and also around your body? But she followed the assignment completely. I love Lady Gaga. I love Lady Gaga. She has a black dress and an umbrella. It's a plain black dress. She looks great. But did she follow the assignment as fashion is art? No. I guess the umbrella is supposed to be part of the arts, but I don't think she followed the assignment. But I do love Lady Gaga. So we have another Sabrina Carpenter outfit. So she is in a cute little number, burgundy suit, something she could wear on tour. Does this outfit follow the theme as fashion as art? No, but she looks cute. So this is where I'm like, is this a picture from last year? Because I saw Blake Lively wear this last year. But it does go with the theme fashion is art. She looks gorgeous. It's because I saw this last year. That's why I'm like, maybe she used it. I don't know. But she's wearing a beautiful multicolored dress. Fashion is art. Yes. She looks great. I love Blake Lively. Next, we are talking about... Please tell me the name of this person. I'm sad when it doesn't tell me the name of the person. She looks like a piece of art. I don't know who this is particularly because it doesn't tell me. She looks like a piece of art. I do not know who this person is. They did not tag her or anything. She looks great. She looks gorgeous. Phenomenal. Okay, next we are Amber Chamberlain. See, this is what one thing I don't like. Some of them, they tag the people. Some they don't. And it hurts me. She is literally a piece of art. Follow the assignment completely. So, you know how you bleed some paintings? Like, the paint is, like, bleeding through the canvas. It looks like that. That's what she looks like in this dress. It's gorgeous. Love the dress. She followed the assignment completely. She looks like a painting. Okay, now we're at Kara. Black dress. The back of the black dress I like. It has designs and stuff. The front of the dress I hate. But I don't think it follows the fashion is art theme at all. Maybe the back a little bit, but that's just my thought. Okay, Anna Windsor with another dress. The dress looks like an art piece, so she did good with the second dress. Okay, next we are talking about Nicole Kidman, a different dress with the feathers. I think she did better with this dress. It more looks like an art piece for this one. Okay, next we are gonna talk about Leia. Don't know how to pronounce her name. So, her boobs are covered with it's like a hand bra, which I thought was cool, which makes it an art piece. And then it looks like how the dress looks like on her, she looks like she is a goddess. From, think of Hercules, Greek god, yeah, a Greek goddess. So she followed the assignment, it looks great, she looks great, good job. Okay, now Sam Smith, how he's posed, he looks like a piece of art. So he did a good job, they did a good job on this. Do I like the outfit? Not that much, but Sam Smith did a great job. Next, Charlie XCX. Her black dress has some flowers in it, which is, like, supposed to be art. dress is boring, but I didn't really like it. Next, Doja Cat. I guess, like, her dress is supposed to... The tarp is supposed to be, like, a tarp. Don't like it at all. Next. But the tarp kind of... I don't think it followed the assignment. Fashion is art. Alright, here's a winner right here. Jordan... Okay, so she has a piece of art on her, like a mannequin, and then she's like a second mannequin. So with that, she followed the assignment. Yes, fashion is art. She's an art piece of artwork. Do I like the dress? No, but she did follow the assignment. A second Katy Perry outfit. She's like a space... person. I don't like the dress. Does it follow like the piece of art? No. Next we have Gigi Hadid. A see-through dress that is okay. Like, it, there's some see-through dresses on my... Oh, that looks cute. This one, not that much. I'm fine with see-through dresses. Some people are like, ugh. But I'm... I don't like it. And I don't think it goes through... It follows the theme. Next. Roses are rosy. Her dress has a little detail in it. Don't like it. Do I think it follows the theme? No. Oh my gosh. Heidi Klum. Queen Heidi. I would say she's Queen Heidi because if you guys have ever seen her every Halloween, how she's like themed up, prosthetics and everything. I was waiting for her because she dressed to impress. She's always good. She knows how to do a theme perfect all the time. She's dressed as a mummy. She's the artwork. A+. A+. Another A+. Follow the theme completely. It doesn't matter if I don't like the dress or the outfit. Follow the theme completely. You are the mummy. You're Miss Mummy. Alright, now we're... Kylie Jenner's next outfit. This is when I'm going to tell you where I didn't understand what the theme was. I saw Kylie and Kendall. It's a see-through top. Which is probably, like, there's probably a painting like this. Somewhere. But I hate it. Because it's like. This is how I would describe it. It's like. Because it looks like it's a... Oh, it's hard to explain. Like, it's a dress. Like, you forgot to put the second part of the dress on. Because while looking at the picture before, it's like there's a dress. There's this, like, skin toned underlayer, and then the dress on top, and it's like you didn't put the dress on, the upper part of the dress on. It just looks weird. That's what I'm saying. It just looks weird, which makes me not like it. It looks weird. Yeah, the silhouette, it looks weird. So, and I'm looking in the comments, like, it's the woman body, which is the first top part, which, yes, it's art. So, did she follow the assignment with this? Yes. But do I like the outfit? No. It looks weird. Because what, if I was going to do, like, oh, I'm the human, the art piece I'm using is the woman body, I wouldn't have it with, like, that dress. Because it looks like you should put be putting the dress up, because it looks weird how it goes out. And I know Kendall has one that is similar to that. I don't like it. Follow the assignment, yes. Do I like it? No. All right, we're Hailey Bieber. Maybe I should, like, probably look at the comments too. They might help me as well. Her outfit is okay. It's like a bronze top. Bottom is blue. Some people are saying it's giving fairy. I don't see it, but I don't like it either. Is it following the theme? I guess. It's artwork, I guess. I don't know. I don't like it. Okay, next. Ellen GU. Okay, she looks like a ballerina. She looks cute. Love the dress. Do I think it goes by theme? Yes. Okay, next we have... Is it SZA? SZA? Yeah, I think it's SZA. She looks like a butterfly. She might be a flower. It might be a flower. I had to zoom in. It might be a flower. Let me see. Check the comments. Okay. I've seen people say butterfly, fairy queen. Okay, so I was correct. Butterfly. Piece of art, yes. Do I like the dress? No. Grace Adams. Don't like the dress. The top of the dress does look like a piece of art. So, yes, she followed the theme. Do not like the dress. Another Kendall Jenner outfit. Don't like the dress. I believe... The woman body? Don't like the dress. It's another, like, my outfit is the woman body. But, again, I don't like the dress. Next outfit. I don't know how to say her name. I'll just spell it D-O-E-C-H-I-I. It's not the theme. It's giving African, which, because of the headpiece. And I don't like the dress. It looks weird, but she looks great. I'm just afraid of, like, how the dress is, of a nip slip or, like, a bad movement and then her boob will be exposed. But yeah, she, like the comment said, she didn't follow the theme. There's no but she looks great. Next up, Jenny. Silver dress. It looks great. Again, I feel like it's, like, people are either, and I just saw a comment. A lot of people are just dressing up like they're going to the Oscars or some fashion event, and then they're not dressing the theme. But they look cute. Her dress is cute. I will say that. Okay, Tate McRae. Love the dress. And I'm glad that someone said this in the comment. She looks like a golden snitch. If you ever seen Harry Potter, the golden snitch, that's what she looks like. Which is, So, yes, I'll say she went with the theme. Another Kim Kardashian outfit. I don't think it. I guess her theme is a woman, like, painting. But that's not, there's no woman painting like that. I don't know. It's, or, like, she was trying to be Wonder Woman. I don't know. The outfits is okay. T-A-L-A. Oh, sorry. T-Y-L-A. She looks like a goddess. Pardon, sorry. She looks beautiful. Yeah, she looks like a goddess. Like there's paintings of, like, Indian goddesses, different goddesses. She looks like a goddess. So, yes, she followed the assignment. It looks great. Bad Bunny. Why is Bad Bunny dressed, like, the top half of him look like he dyed his hair gray and he's like an old man? I don't know who the painting he's supposed to be. But I don't think he looks like a painting. He looks great, but I don't think he followed the assignment. Kris Jenner, she looks like an Egyptian person. I want an Egyptian painting. Like, you probably saw an art class. So she followed the assignment. Don't like the dress, though. Queen Blake Lively. Her, another, I love her. I, like I said before, her other dress, this is the one I saw. She looks great. It looks like splat, like, she looks like a canvas. Like, you know, when you see a beautiful, like, multicolored painting, that's what she looks like. Dress amazing. Beautiful dress. She looks like, she did great. Good job. She looks great. Another, dress from Beyonce. She looks like a goddess. She did a good job. Outfit's amazing, too. Did the assignment. I think she, I'm just gonna say her last name, Taylor. She looks like a chandelier, like the, bottom of a chandelier. So she did the assignment. She looks, the dress is okay. I wouldn't wear it. Don't really like it. Madonna dressed like, see, this is like, okay, she's dressed like something from France, like something from the 1778, and I just saw a comment being like, yeah, it's like old France, 17, like one of those. So she followed the assignment. Don't like the dress, though. Cardi B. Okay, like the dress. You follow the assignment. Okay, I'm glad I looked at the comments. The comments said, the Substance movie? Yeah. She looks like the Substance movie. But she followed the assignment. Okay, here's the outfit that I saw that I hated the most. I love Rihanna, but I hate this outfit. She looks like one of those chairs, like those space chairs. Like,
It does give me art. She did follow the assignment. Okay, this is the comment I love the most. Rihanna, love you, girl, but no. I agree. I saw that. And I was like, Rihanna, love you, but no. What are you wearing? Yes, it's a piece of art, what she's wearing. Like, her outfit is a piece of art. I've seen this piece of art. I can't speak English. Art. In museums before. But it's ugly. It's ugly. I hate it. But yeah, those are. And then the last one. Let me see. Please tell me you. There's one with. I think it's Kendall. She looks like a bird. Art piece. She did good on that. Okay, yeah, I covered all those. Yeah, so overall, with the Met Gala, there are dresses that I was like, ew, I hate, which was Rihanna's. That wasn't the only one I think that. There were dresses that I loved. There were dresses that I'm like, what's the theme? Okay, the Jenner's one that was the female body, right? There's dresses that I loved. Like I said, I loved Blake Lively's dress last year. I liked her dress this year. I loved Demi's dress. I just thought the veil should have been more popping. To match the poppin' dress. Because I feel like... Oh, sorry. Sorry. She was a piece of art. Like her... Like with Selena, her dress had different paintings on it. I feel like the veil should have had the art... More art pieces on the veil. Or no veil at all. Or... The veil be darker and have the art pieces for it to pop off with the dress. But yeah, but those are my thoughts and opinions of the outfits of the Met Galas. There probably were more, but that's all I saw. I hope you guys have a good rest of your day. The next podcast you'll hear from me is about the Billie Eilish movie. So this was a surprise one for you guys. I'll talk to you guys soon. Love you. Bye.
Hi, friends. I wanted to add this because as an ally and having a lot of friends in the LGBTQ+ community, I wanted to say sorry that I messed up with Sam Smith's pronouns. I know they are they, them. I just haven't said Sam Smith's pronouns in a long time, so my brain automatically went to their original pronouns before they said it was they them. So I apologize again. I know they are they them. That's a little bit I wanted to say. So Sam Smith, they them. Sorry for using the wrong pronoun. Love you guys.